The third Sunday of Easter in Year A. The first reading for this weekend's Mass comes from the Acts of the Apostles in Chapter 2. The psalm is part of Psalm 15. The second reading is from the first letter of Peter in Chapter 1. And the Gospel is from the 24th chapter of Luke's Gospel, which is the famous story of the disciples on the way to Emmaus. Now, Luke is the only Gospel writer that mentions the Emmaus story. And I think it's interesting that with this story, it starts with the disciples leaving Jerusalem and it ends with the disciples returning to Jerusalem. So this truly is the great Easter story, because what happens in Jerusalem is the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And Luke is using this story to remind his community, and therefore to remind us, that the Easter story is alive and active still, even in these strange days, but still very much alive and active in our own hearts and in the way in which we live our life in these strange days. Most people would think that the stories that mention the Last Supper are the great Eucharistic story for the Gospel, and certainly they are. But the story of Emmaus is probably, in my opinion, more closely oriented towards the early church experience of the Eucharist. I say that because it has three main elements in it that we encounter every time we come together. And therefore, it's a bit frustrating at the moment because we can't come together. So firstly, Jesus is intent on teaching the correct meaning of Scripture. That's with the disciples walking on their way away from Jerusalem, they're feeling downcast. They're feeling disillusioned and probably despairing to some degree. Jesus comes amongst them. They do not recognize him. And then they even say, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who doesn't know the events that have happened there." And then they listen. They tell their story, And Jesus listens. Jesus doesn't butt in. He listens to their disillusionment. And then he says, "You foolish men." And he starts to enlighten them on the true or the correct meaning of Scripture. So in these days of lock up at home and with the coronavirus, this is a great gospel for us to contemplate, because we are, in a sense, in the middle of a journey where we don't quite understand how all of this could go on and how our lives could be affected and changed so much. But for us, as people of faith, we have both our Scripture, which enlightens us, gives us the correct understanding of who Jesus is and his impact on our life, and we also have our communion when we come together. Now, that's frustrated at the moment because we can't. I understand that. But in this Emmaus story, it's a great time to reflect on the three elements that I'm talking about. Firstly, Jesus teaching the meaning of Scripture. We can get that while we're sitting in the quietness of our lives at the moment. The story has strong overtones of the Eucharist in it. Very strong overtones, because they recognize him at the breaking of the bread. Now, admittedly, as I said, we can't share that together at the moment, but we know that with the breaking of the bread, it is what truly, after following the Scriptures, sets our hearts on fire. We become like those disciples. The third element in the story, from Jesus explaining the Scriptures, from the breaking of the bread and them recognizing him, is that I think that Luke gives us a glimpse of what or how rather, the followers of Jesus are unified when they come together. And that's why the returning back to Jerusalem is so important, because they returned back to Jerusalem. They weren't part of the original apostles. They weren't in the upper room at the Last Supper that we know of. So they then bring their experience back to those who were in the upper room at the Last Supper. These two disciples take their experience of the scriptures and of the breaking of the bread back to the apostles and to the other disciples and say, we have seen him. That must have been an awesome experience, truly. We have seen him. And then the other said, yeah, we know. We too have already seen him as well. So Luke is really, I think, trying to stir up in a positive way his community. So for us, perhaps we could be stirred up in the way in which we're forced to live our lives in these days. We can perhaps feel confident to tell Jesus what's going on in our life. Feel confident to let Jesus truly know how we feel in these days. Follow the example in the gospel. They talked, he listened. Then he talked, they listened. Perhaps that's what we could do in these strange days. Feel free to talk to Jesus, but then make sure we balance that with giving him the chance to talk to us. We won't be able to recognize him in the breaking of the bread, but we certainly can recognize him in our encounter with others, particularly those who are close to us and those who are allowed to be close to us. The way we treat them is a reflection of whether our hearts are truly burning with our desire and love for Jesus or not. If they're not burning with a desire and love for Jesus like these two disciples, then it probably means that we are focused more on ourselves rather than on Jesus. So these days, I think, are a really good opportunity for us to get the focus right, not to be downcast, to be despairing, to be disillusioned, to perhaps be inquiring, to be searching, to come to understand the mystery that we're involved in at the moment, and that in this mystery, sad as it is, we are traveling a journey with Jesus, who listens to us, who knows us, who understands what it is that we are going through. May the gift of your faith truly come alive in these strange days. May the gift of all your senses be fine-tuned so that you can plug in to the presence of Jesus in your life, and so you can meet him on this corona road, if you like, this coronavirus road. This is part of our faith journey together. None of us are doing this totally on our own. In some way, shape or form, we are connected to our community through our faith, strengthened by our scriptures and our hearts' burning desire to break bread again together. May God bless you and continue to bless you and reveal himself to you in these days, and particularly to those whom you love. Amen.